Here's the point. If we consider the huge maze of possible universes, the vast majority will not have conditions hospitable to life, or at least to anything remotely akin to life as we know it. For drastic changes in familiar physics, this is clear. If our universe didn't conform to the rules it does, life as we know it would not exist. Even rather conservative changes to physics would interfere with the formation of stars, for example, disrupting their ability to act as cosmic furnaces that synthesize complex life-supporting atoms, such as carbon and oxygen, that normally are spewed throughout the universe by supernova explosions. In the light of the sensitive dependence of life on the details of physics, if we now ask, for instance, why the forces and particles of nature have the particular properties we observe, a possible answer emerges. Across the entire gamut of possibilities, these features vary widely. Properties could be different. What's special about the particular combination of particle and force properties we observe is that clearly they allow life to form. And life, intelligent life in particular, is a prerequisite even to ask the question of why our universe has the properties it does.
no one to see the light of politics and factories. The guarded state, the myopic view, holds suspicion that it just might be true. Your sense of awe, your sense of wonder remains intact in the face of it all. Perhaps in time someone will listen to this waste of breath, this lecture on nothing.